the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD, where the call and calm is to stay well. You, the Owner's Manual, is obviously a passionate show. I'm passionate about what I do because it is to try and help you stay well and function at your optimal level. So we teach you how to take control of your genes so that you can, in fact, function at that optimal level. I'm having a little problem with a wire here, and I'm going to get it out of the way so it doesn't keep making funny noises. I apologize for that. So you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, we care about you. We've got a great show lined up. At the bottom of the hour, Mark Eberling, Not Impossible. This is a really remarkable set of stories that Mark has written, a way of the art and joy of doing what couldn't be done. Mark Eberling is the man who figure out how to, in fact, get people who, a person who had Lou Gehrig's disease, to be able to communicate even when it was impossible to do so. There was no easy way of doing it. By the way, if you want to write us or ask us questions, even anything for Mick Eberling, M-I-C-K. No wonder I had trouble when I was Googling him. Mick Eberling. If you look under TED Talks, you'll hear these amazing talks where he talks about how he did the impossible and how with a cheap pair of sunglasses and an idea, they were able to get a person with Lou Gehrig disease to be able to be a graphic artist again. Really amazing stories. So you'll see the template for doing this in Mick's journey. And this is a sensational book, Mick Eberling, The Art and Joy of Doing What Couldn't Be Done. And he does it in medicine using the maker's rather than the hacker's role. Now, you're going to say, what's the maker's role? Well, we're going to ask him and find out, because the maker's network is a opposite of the hacker's network. It's the maker's network is how do you improve technology for the benefit of society and do so, if you will, on the cheap. And that's really, this is amazing, but I hope you enjoy it as much as I have. We're also going to talk a little bit about why blood flow is so important and the key phenomenon on blood flow. That is why you need a warm-up, whether you're in bed or on a treadmill. I'm still having trouble with this wire. I've got to figure out how to do something with it before I drive myself and probably you crazy by hearing extra sounds with the wire. The next subject, I will talk about flow. We're also going to talk about ignoring exercise, why it may be twice as lethal as just being obese. It's one of the top four things, ignoring exercise, causing premature death now in the world. Flu shots, only 23% effective this season. Is that going to pertain for a long time? And is it going to be for others? Meaning, are flu shots, will we get better as the season goes on at protecting because of the other viruses other than the first one? And we'll also talk about the other comment by the FDA. It says the U.S. official, that's the head of the CDC, urged physicians to prescribe antivirals to prevent a bad flu season, to help treat this bad flu season. And my statement is, why would he do that when, in fact, chicken soup is as effective as is the best antivirals at preventing this flu or shortening the flu. You don't prevent it with the antivirals. You shorten it and lessen its severity. You do the exact same thing with inexpensive chicken soup 4 times a day. So why not just tell the docs to get prescribed chicken soup early on? There's no data that shows that the antivirals, Tamiflu or Relenza, are better than chicken soup for non-hospitalized patients. Lunch after recess prompts kids to eat more fruits and vegetables. We'll talk about that story and about the early signs of Alzheimer's disease and why, if you will, personality changes and personality aspects are so important to spot early on. And then we'll also talk about the optimists are twice as likely as pessimists to have heart health. Healthy hearts, that is. But the key will be that great segment at the bottom of the hour by Mark Eberling, author of Not Impossible. Now, when we go also to the second hour, and you can always get us on the first and second hour by going to RadioMD.com or by finding it archived, all I think 13 years or 14 years of Radio MD are archived, 14 years of You, the Owner's Manual show are archived at Radio MD. You can get that by Monday now of the week after, sometimes by Sunday of the week after at RadioMD.com. Look at You, the Owner's Manual in the archives, and you can find that. The other stories we're going to talk about in that hour, Gary Ginsberg, why you've got to look at the origin of where your eggs come from. Does pot smoking cause lung cancer? Perk in New York City apartments? Who gets the worst of it? And should Salt Lake City residents be allowed to burn wood? And then we're going to talk about a couple of devices that seem to trick you into eating less. But let's first start with starting about flow. Now, flow is blood flow. And whether it's your heart or your head or your sexual organs, you need blood flow. But there's an important concept of warm-up as we get older. And what do we mean by warm-up? Well, warm-up is you need, whether it's foreplay, as in sexual foreplay, with kissing and hugging, etc., or whether it is foreplay in a warm-up foreplay, if you will, by doing exercise at a slower rate before you get to do it faster, the same process is at play. And you say, what is that process and why do we get better with foreplay? And the answer is because you have two types of nitric oxide in a small gas. So this is a gas that we release from our endothelial cells into the bloodstream that dilates and into other cells, into the muscle cells in the blood vessel, that dilates, it causes the blood vessel to get bigger. And when it gets bigger, you're able to get more blood in there, which is key for lubrication. It's key for having an erection, but it's key for blood flow. So Viagra prolongs the action of nitric oxide, but the common medications for the heart, nitroglycerin, does the same thing, only provides this nitric oxide for the heart, allowing the blood vessels to dilate. And you say, why do we have this and why do you need a warm-up? Well, when you're young, you have both what we call an endogenous and then what you would call a need-inspired form of nitric oxide. And in the need-inspired nitric oxide, you need a warm-up to generate it. But as we get older, we lose that always-present nitric oxide. So it's harder to do exercise. It's harder to have sex immediately when you get older than it was when you were younger because of this induced, you need the induced.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth About Women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.